This is Mark Twain Speaks. Kindly listen as Mark Twain performer Don McNeil brings the wit and wisdom of America's favorite humorist to life. Everyone is welcome, and cigar smoking is encouraged.
This is Mark Twain, and this will be the continuation of the discussion of slavery. I'm going to use the word in the English language that is the most controversial, that is so horrendous, that it's my understanding in your time the word cannot be used. I never counted myself, but I've been told that the N-word was used 219 times in my novel, Huckleberry Finn. Times have changed, and people are more polarized on the issue of race now than I believe they ever have been, to the point where the use of the N-word has become the most controversial word in the English language, I suppose, without any question. I use the word in my books and in my autobiography. And for the sake of authenticity, I will use the word where I used it then, within context. As I have said, we lived in a slave-holding community. Indeed, when slavery perished, my mother had been in daily touch with it for 60 years. Yet, kind-hearted and compassionate as she was, I think she was not conscious that slavery was a bald, grotesque, and unwarranted usurpation. She had never heard it assailed in any pulpit, but had heard it defended and sanctified in 1,000. Her ears were familiar with Bible texts that approved it, but if there were any that disapproved, hear it quoted by her pastors. As far as her experience went, the wise and the good and the holy were unanimous in the conviction that slavery was right, righteous, sacred, the peculiar pet of the deity, and a condition which the slave himself ought to be daily and nightly thankful for. Manifestly, training and association can accomplish strange miracles. As a rule, our slaves were convinced and content. So doubtless are the far more intelligent slaves of a monarchy. They revere and approve their masters, the monarch and the noble, and recognize no degradation in the fact that they are slaves. Slaves with the name blinked, and less respect worthy than were our black ones. If to be a slave by meek consent is baser than to be a slave by compulsion, and doubtless it is. However, there was nothing about the slavery of the Hannibal region to rouse one's dozing human instincts to activity. It was the mild domestic slavery, not the brutal plantation article. Cruelties were very rare and exceedingly and wholesomely unpopular. To separate and sell the members of a slave family to different masters was a thing not well liked by the people, and so it was not often done, except in the settling of estates. I have no recollection of ever seeing a slave auction in that town, but I am suspicious that that is because the thing was a common and commonplace spectacle, not an uncommon and impressive one. I vividly remember seeing a dozen black men and women chained to one another once and lying in a group on the pavement awaiting shipment to the southern slave market. Those were the saddest faces I ever seen. Chained slaves could not have been a common sight, or this picture would not have made so strong and lasting an impression on me. The traitor was loathed by everybody. He was regarded as a sort of human devil who bought and conveyed poor, helpless creatures to hell. For to our white and blacks alike, the southern plantation was simply hell. No milder name could describe it. If the threat to sell an incorrigible slave down the river would not reform him, nothing would. His case was past cure. Yet I remember once when a white man killed a Negro man for a trifling little offense, everybody seemed indifferent about it as regarded the slave. Though considerable sympathy was felt for the slave's owner, who had been bereft of valuable property by a worthless person who was not able to pay for it. It is commonly believed that an infallible effect of slavery was to make such as lived in its midst hard-hearted. I think it had no such effect, speaking in general terms. I think it stupefied everybody's humanity as regarded the slave, but stopped there. There were no hard-hearted people in our town. I mean, there were no more than would be found in any other town of the same size in any other country. And in my experience, hard-hearted people are very rare everywhere. This has been Mark Twain reading from my autobiography. I'm going to say more about slavery because much more needs to be said about that peculiar institution. And no one is alive today who saw it from as many aspects as I saw it in my long life. This is Mark Twain signing off. Thank you.